8. Bobby makes a confession. The Gerber baby and the Maltex baby. Rhonda. Ted makes a call. Cry of the hunters. In Commonwealth Park, the little kids were playing tiki ball. Field B was empty. On Field C, a few teenagers in orange St. Gabriel's t-shirts were playing scrub. Carol Gerber was sitting on a bench with her jump rope in her lap watching them. She saw Bobby coming and began to smile. Then the smile went away. Bobby, what's wrong with you? Bobby hadn't been precisely aware that anything was wrong with him until Carol said that, but the look of concern on her face brought everything home and undid him. It was the reality of the low men and the fright of the close call they'd had on their way back from Bridgeport. It was his concern over his mother. Mostly, it was Ted. He knew perfectly well why Ted had shooed him out of the house and what Ted was doing right now, filling his little suitcases in those carry-handle paper bags. His friend was going away. Bobby began to cry. He didn't want to go all ushy-gushy in front of a girl, particularly this girl, but he couldn't help it. Carol looked stunned for a moment, scared. Then she got off the bench, came to him, and put her arms around him. "That's all right," she said. "That's all right, Bobby. Don't cry. Everything's all right." Almost blinded by tears and crying harder than ever, it was as if there were a violent summer storm going on in his head. Bobby let her lead him into a copse of trees where they would be hidden from the baseball fields and the main paths. She sat down on the grass, still holding him, brushing one hand through the sweaty bristles of his crew cut. For a little while she said nothing at all, and Bobby was incapable of speaking. He could only sob until his throat ached and his eyeballs throbbed in their sockets. At last the intervals between sobs became longer. He sat up and wiped his face with his arm, horrified and ashamed of what he felt, not just tears but snot and spit as well. He must have covered her with mung. Carol didn't seem to care. She touched his wet face. Bobby pulled back from her fingers, uttering another sob, and looked down at the grass. His eyesight, freshly washed by his tears, seemed almost preternaturally keen. He could see every blade and dandelion. "It's all right," she said, but Bobby was still too ashamed to look at her. They sat quietly for a little while, and then Carol said, "Bobby, I'll be your girlfriend if you want." "You are my girlfriend," Bobby said. "Then tell me what's wrong."